Loretz, who's been playing music for about 40 years and does all kinds of things, folk and blues and tunes from modern Americana and British songbooks, a variety of things. He also plays in the Reverend Busker and Friends Band and does a lot of work for peace. And he's been coming here with his wife, Anne, and it's been a pleasure to have both of them here. And I'm so glad he's doing a mini set tonight. So please give a big welcome to John Loretz.
I had one idea when I got here. And now I have another one. Yeah. A little too fast.
I was 19 when I came to town. They called it the summer of love. They were burning babies, burning flags, the hawks against the doves. I took a job in the steamy down on Cauldron Street. I fell in love with the laundry girl who was working next to me. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. A lost child, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. You wouldn't want me any other way. Brown hair zigzag around her face in a look of half surprise, like a fox caught in the headlights. Animal in her eyes. She said, young man, oh, can't you see? I'm not the factory kind. If you don't take me out of here, I'll surely lose my mind. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine that I might crush her where she lay. She was a lost child. She was running wild. That as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. You wouldn't want me any other way. Busked around the market towns and picked fruit down in Kent. And we would tinker lamps and pots and knives wherever we went. And I thought that we might settle down, get a few acres dug, fire burning in the hearth and babies on the rug. She said, oh man, you foolish man, it surely sounds like hell. You might be lord of half the world, but you'll not own me as well. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. Camped down at the Gower one time, and the work was pretty good. She thought we shouldn't stay for the frost, and I thought maybe we should. We were drinking more in those days, and tempers reached a pitch. And like a fool, I let her run with the rambling itch. And the last I heard, she was sleeping rough, back on the Derby beat, white horse in her hip pocket, and a wolfhound at her feet. And they say she even married once a man named Romany Brown, but even a gypsy caravan was too much settling down. And they say her flowers faded now, hard weather and hard booze, but maybe that's just the price you pay for the chains you refuse. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, and I miss her more than ever words can say. If I could just taste all of her wildness now, if I could hold her in my arms today, and I wouldn't want her any other way.
You didn't know, that was just about my favorite Richard Thompson song, Bee's Wing. So the next one I'm going to do, I wrote a few months ago. It started out being one thing and it ended up being another thing. And I wasn't sure what to call it for a while. I couldn't call it Bus Stop. That was taken. So I call it some other bus stop. Some silent lover who served you from over the counter, who sold you some trinkets or maybe a matchbox and candle, who stood at the window as you slipped through the crowd without caution. I have given my heart to you once and maybe more often. Any kind lover who never spoke over a whisper, but who thought that you heard him, or at least that you knew his intentions. From a glance or a touch, or the way that I held the door open, I have followed you out more than once, but only so often. There's a war in the streets, and it's spilled into every dark corner. So you sidestep your way to a bus stop that's calm, though it's crowded. And your bus pulls away just ahead of the suicide bomber. You will hear on the TV tonight that it's happening more often. Now you croon to the cats as you sift through old black and white photos. And the evening is peaceful, maybe it's only too quiet. As you huddle by candlelight, pinching the wax as it softens. I am pacing the pavement outside and will come here more often. Like some silent lover who could never be too close too often. Thank you. All right, I'm going to do one more. And I picked up my guitar the other night and just started doing a couple of songs by this guy and wondering why what happened to some of his friends and colleagues didn't happen to him. Rod McDonald came out of the same group that gave us Suzanne Vega and Sean Colvin and John Gorka and Lucy Kaplansky and all those New York fast folk. And I got to hear him do this song in 1982. Ellen already outed me, so. And I always loved this one. I've done a few of his songs. But this one came right back. It's always kind of stuck with me. City rain, I don't know if it's making me dirtier or clean. Went for the subway, but there was no train. And the tunnel was crumbling for repairs again. And the sign said, "Welcome to America." Jerusalem. Well, I've been around. You could spend forever looking for a friend in this town. But all you get to do is lay your dollar down till you're stumbling drunk up the stairs again. Sign says, "Welcome to American Jerusalem." In the temples of American Jerusalem, they buy an ounce of South African gold. They don't care who was bought or sold. Died to mine it. In the temples of American Jerusalem, they buy an ounce of Marseille wine. Somewhere on a street with no light, somebody died. Then somewhere in the crowd, looking the kind of way that makes you turn around, will be somebody who knows what it's about. She's gone to take the ribbon off her hair again and welcome you to her. Jerusalem. in the alleys of American Jerusalem. The homeless lie down at the dawn. The pretty people wonder what they're on and how they afford it. In the ashes of American Jerusalem, the prophets live their deaths out on the corner. The pretty people say there should have been a warning, but nobody heard it. Then shadows lick the sun. The streets are paved with footsteps on the run. And somebody must have got double, 'cause I forgot to collect my share again. So go west to breathe the cleansing air again. Go Niagara for your honeymoon again. Go on the road if you're going to sing your tune again. Go to sea to learn to be a man again. Till you come on home to American Jerusalem. Thank you. And thanks, Ellen.
What a wonderful mini set. Please give John Loretz a big hand. We'll see to it that he gets a feature early in the new year. That was just wonderful. Thank you.